Zero Tia. W2T, good morning, Tom.
Good morning. No, I was just sending a message to the doctor asking him for a prescription. I don't know if I can get it or not, but... Oh, you working this morning? It's 47 degrees out there.
Well, actually, it says it's 56 degrees out here on the road where I am. Yeah, I'm headed over to Lawrence Road. I got to do a property inspection today. And it's one of these, I got to sit there and measure off the building and draw a drawing when I get through. So, you know, one of those type buildings.
Oh, we're just getting out. We don't have much planned today. Got to run to Lowe's to get a water valve for the chicken coop and then on down to Wally World and Taylor's, I think. And don't know if there's anything else or not, Rusty.
Two rehearsals tonight. Handbells at 5:30 and barbershop at 7, so. And Elaine will be going with me to both of those, so, you know. And we're meeting a friend from church for lunch. We're taking him out to lunch. So, oh, got a few things planned. Ooh, the remains of a deer over here alongside the road on 285. Somebody really hit that one because it's a mess. But anyway, that's what my day looks like so far today.
Probably argued with a semi-truck. There was one down there in the middle of the road by the airport the other day on 14 there by GSP. It was pretty much intact, but it's out in the middle lane. Oh, I think I'm going to set the sprinklers up and water the lawn today. We haven't had any rain all month in 21 days.
A little bit over here, not a lot, but, you know, a little bit over in our way, so. Anyway, but that's another story for another time. But anyhow, I'm just on my way over here and there and to the Greenville area, so taking care of that. And I'm not supposed to be there until 10 o'clock, but I'll get there a little bit early so I can get started early. That way I can get finished early, you know.
Yep, going pretty early. What time is it? Yeah, it's 9:20. I'm going to have me some cantaloupe and a little bit of grapefruit, and I think she's just planning on cereal this morning, aren't you, Bernice? She hadn't made her mind up yet. But that's an easy one. And her hips really bothering her lately, I'll tell you for sure.
Understand that. I'm starting to have a few problems with my hips, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, and good morning to you, Bernice. Oh, man, you just take it easy out there. Put that old man to work. Let him do some stuff, so. Oh. And they got a detour for something here. I'm not sure what road. But they're sending people on exit 57 with Brockman McClyman, so. I don't know what's being detoured, but I'm not going that way because I'm going on down further. And also, how was your weekend? How was y'all's weekend?
Telling me about a squirrel out there. Did you say, how was our weekend? Oh, I had to go out and cut a little bit of a pine tree up and do some work out back. And had a water leak in the chicken pen, just momentary whenever I water them. And, you know, I got a resolution to that. That's why I'm working. We didn't do a whole lot, but I did. I worked outside the whole time. I had about 10,000 acorns to blow off of the lawn out there. And that really tears my back up and my right shoulder I had operated on. It makes a mess of it, but we got her done.
Well, that's good. That's good. And, well, over where I'm living now, they've got the HOA has a lawn service. And we're going to try to sneak me an antenna up in the air so I can get on the radio. And one I can figure out how to sneak. The other's how to sneak up a HF vertical, so I'm going to have to purchase me an HF vertical to put up and see what goes from there. And we'll see how things go and what we do. But, you know, that's life, and you just try to work around it, you know.
I don't like those HOAs at all. I wouldn't want to be in one, I'll tell you for sure.
My choice, I wouldn't be either, but since I'm out where I'm living, it's she's living there, and we're moving into her house, so, you know, it's I'll deal with it somehow or other. They haven't got a complete ban on antennas and things because there are satellite dishes all over every roof out there. I just have to be sneaky with what I do. I'll figure something out.
They have room to put antennas like mine up, though.
Do that, and I see a backup down here on 85 already, and all just passed under Highway 14, and things are slowing in the lane here as we get heading further up the road, so, oh well, I'm only going as far as 385 and then heading in towards Lawrence Road, so, and I still got 35 minutes before I'm due there, so I'm not too bad off.
Collision there on 85 going north, and the two left-hand lanes were blocked earlier.
Got a phone call. Let me grab this.
Okay. Talk to you later. N0TR.
N0TR with 3, Romeo India Golf for radio check.
Romeo India Golf. This is N0TR. The name here is Tom. I hate to tell you this, but you got a pretty poor signal, and into the repeater, I couldn't copy you, but then you have motorboating on there with you, if you know what I mean. It's like a bad capacitor or something does at times. I don't know how to tell you to resolve that.
Appreciate it. I knew I've been having some electrical problems. I'm just trying to see where I am. N0TR, appreciate it. Whiskey 3, Romeo India Golf, clear.
That time your signal come up was pretty darn good. Although the motorboating sound that is still in there some with you, but very copyable that time, N0TR.
Where I'm mobile, and was down in a hole, so that's probably why the signal was poor. I see my signal strength going out looks pretty good. So, again, thank you very much. Whiskey 3, Romeo India Golf will be clear.
Okie doke. You have a nice day, sir. I'm in Greer, N0TR clear.
Dark, A5WLL.
I've got a mouth full of cantaloupe, but I'm here. How you doing, bud?
You got bud. I thought I'd give you a call. I heard you and Rusty in there talking about a HOA vertical. When he comes back, there's a Diamond BB7B, I think it is, Diamond BB7, Bravo, Bravo 7. And on YouTube, there's a guy by the name of HOA Ham. He uses that antenna in a feather flag stake and like a section of 3/4 inch galvanized, and uses that, and he puts it up and down when he operates, so it's kind of out of sight for HOA.
I was hoping they'd pass that law that they can't prohibit antennas, but I don't think that got any attention. Phil tried to get that passed. Him and a group went down there to Columbia, but I don't know. I don't think anything come of it, Leroy.
Fortunately, I don't think it got passed either. But that may be an option that he may want to look into if he's still there.
Yep. Bravo, Bravo 7 Vertical. I got it written down here.
Yes, sir. And the YouTube site is HOA Ham. HOA Ham. He talks about he uses that, like I said, a length of three foot piece of galvanized. And it shoots it up. It's like a temporary vertical. It's telescopic. and he just shoots it up when he wants to operate, pulls it back down when he's done.
Be pretty stealthy. I've always heard that a vertical radiates poorly in all directions, but I have one 160-meter vertical out there. I haven't had much luck with it yet, but we'll wait till winter time and see how it works. I wanted to use it for 160, but I'm not impressed with 160 meters by any means. It's awfully noisy.
And you got to have a lot of footprint area to be able to put up a decent 160-meter antenna, too, both height-wise and length-wise.
With my radio works one, it's 200 and, I think, 65 feet long, and I got three or four nice neighbors that said, yeah, go ahead, it ain't going to bother anything, and I try to keep the power down on it to 50 watts or so input, should I say, but at any rate, it works pretty well, and I only use it usually late at night, and I've had pretty good luck with it on all of the bands. It's 10 through 160.
Yeah, I don't have the link for 207-foot, so I use that BB7 in that configuration I was talking about, but I leave it set up permanent, and it seemed to, it was even up during the hurricane, and it survived the hurricane. It just blew the stake over a little bit.
Yeah, mine's still up there, and I like that lure. They make a wire that's 7-strand, and it's insulated, and it's copper-clad steel, but it is insulated. It's a lot easier to handle than that copper-clad steel by itself. That's just like handling a spring, and I've had pretty good luck with it, real good luck with it, actually. Whereas I didn't with the other, but I've heard guys with regular copper-clad steels have it up there for years. Just not me. But I made my super loop out of it, and I made Radio Works 160 out of it, and then I also replaced that copper-clad steel with it. I can't remember the name of it. It's HRO.
Started talking about copper glass steel, I was thinking like military style WD-1 wire where it has a 2-strand of copper and one for the conductors and the 3 strands of the steel wire for the tensile strength. So, but it sounds similar, but and it's insulated. They use it for field phones and that type of such. But yeah, I bet that would work well for an antenna like that.
I got a name of it right now. I got it written down downstairs, but I'm upstairs. Bernice just brought me some grapefruit to work, so I'm going to dive into that, Leroy. What are you doing?
I'm heading up to our church today. I'm driving the bus for Christian Learning Center today. Between Travelers West High and Travelers West First Baptist. And then I got a doctor's appointment this afternoon to attend, and that should be fun. Always is. But, and then sometime today I need to meet up with Johnny about picking up some stuff for the radio club.
Gonna be busy. I just sent Dr. Yusuf a message about some medicine that my dermatologist prescribed, and years ago I tried it, and it's not formulary, so I hope it is now. But if it is, I'm sure he'll get it.
Ted, I should have an appointment with him, I think, next month. I can't remember what day, but I believe it's next month. I got an appointment down there. So, but anyways, I'm heading up the hill towards State Park Road. So I'll let you go, and you enjoy that cantaloupe. Tell Miss Bernice hello, and good morning for y'all. 7-3 for now. NZRTRKA5WLL. And just pass that on to Rusty when you get a chance.
QSL. I will do. Leroy, and it's great to hear you this morning. You have a great day. 85WLL and zero charge clear.